This morning, just for a short while, I'm going to share briefly on something which I've entitled Choices, Changes. Choices, Changes. Will be, I think, a fairly short service, a short sermon. I'm reminded of there was a long, dry and boring sermon going on one Sunday morning. And all of a sudden, from the back of the church, a little girl's voice was heard very clearly. "Mummy, is it still Sunday?" Well, I hope and trust that no one gets bored, least of all the preacher this morning. Choices and changes. See, friends, what we choose to do or hear very often brings changes that alter our lives, that can alter our destiny, and the two are intimately linked. Even maybe choices that you make this week will have an effect on your future, on your destiny, and undoubtedly on others as well. And my prayer, God's prayer, is that the choices, the decisions we make are made, as we heard earlier, in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God wants us to make decisions and choices that will reflect well on Him, will bring glory to His name, and bring His favor, His blessing upon us, individually, our families, and on the church. Because a little choice can bring a huge change. In fact, in James chapter 3 and verse 5, it suggests that little choice of wrong words, bad words, can activate situations for change which may be bad. If we've got it on the screen. Look, this is the word of God. "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell." So often, if you're like me, we've said something in haste, perhaps in temper, and then wish we could take it back because of the effect it's had on others, but also upon ourselves. Thank God, if you are a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of God. And His Spirit is at work in you, so that instead of anger, instead of temper, instead of bad words, good words, pure words, He gives you self-control. He gives me self-control. But we should, as believers, as Christians, learn to button the mouth up sometimes, because we can say things that has disastrous consequences. And that is not pleasing to the Lord. We have a choice to guard our mouth. As another passage says, we have the capacity to bless. We have the capacity to curse. As believers, we want to bless, do we not? And our decisions in life, they are encapsulated often by the words that we speak. Example, "I do." Last week, in the marriage blessing, that wonderful marriage service, both Peter and Rosemary said, "I do, I will," as they have recently changed from being single people to a married couple. There's changes, there's adjustments to make. But they have made a commitment before God and before us that they are now one before Christ. And that is something that we all ought to take to heart. The biggest choice, that's a big choice to say, "I do." But the biggest choice, of course, is when we follow the Lord and are saved. That's the biggest choice, to make the Lord the center of our life, to come to Jesus Christ. Wonderful thing is, you know, when we've, as it were, chose the Lord to be our friend, to be our saviour, to be our forgiver, to be our boss, when we say, I want to follow you rather than doing my own thing, we find that he's already chosen us. You did not choose me, Jesus says, I chose you. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, it says, before the foundations of the world were laid, I had you in my hand, I chose you. There's God's sovereign love, there's God's grace. Hallelujah. But friends, the greatest decision you or I will ever make this side of eternity is to choose Jesus Christ, to know his forgiveness, to know that our guilt is washed away. We said a little earlier, for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation. Hallelujah. There will be conviction of sin, but there's no condemnation, because Christ Jesus, his precious blood, has washed away all our sin. What a saviour. Hallelujah. What a saviour. Now, throughout the Bible, throughout the Word of God, we see this principle of choice. Choices which change things. Sometimes our choice, our decision, will come after some while of ponderous thinking, of praying, of seeking advice, seeking counsel, and then we act on it. Other times we just know that the choice that we have to make, the decision that we follow, is the right one. We prayed, we've asked God, we go for it. And I want to just look at one or two examples from Scripture to help you and to encourage you that we make decisions, choices that will change us, will change our future, will change our destiny, will have an effect on others, that are pleasing to God. We want choices that are pleasing to the Lord. First one I want to look at is Joshua and chapter 24 and verse 14 and 15. Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. The Word of God says, now therefore, fear the Lord. That's a good choice. Do you fear the Lord? The fear of man will bring you into bondage, will bring you into captivity, will destroy what God wants to do in your life. But the fear of the Lord will give you wisdom. The fear of the Lord will give you his grace. It's respect, it's awe, it's reverence for the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. That's a choice. That's a choice. Is a decision that you've made. Will you renew that choice today? I will serve the Lord. We sung that beautiful song just now. I will love the Lord. I will serve him as long as I live. I will follow him as long as I live. Today, brother, sister, you may need to renew that choice, that decision, that you're going to serve the Lord, that you're going to glorify the Lord. Many other things may have crept in which has taken away that serving spirit, that joy of serving. God knows, but he wants to bring you back so that you're in a situation, you're in a place, you're where God can use you for his glory. Serving the Lord will mean serving him in your home. Serving him in your home. Whether it's doing the wifely things, the motherly things, the fatherly things, you're doing it as unto Jesus, serving the Lord. If you go to work, if you're in a place of employment, if you're an employer, an employee, you're serving the Lord first of all. Do your work as unto the Lord. You'll have his favour upon you. If you go to school, put God first. Hallelujah. Serve him. Say, I want to do your will, Lord. Use me even in my place of employment. Use me as I'm on the bus. Use me as I'm in college. I want to serve you, Lord. Serving the Lord doesn't just mean waiting upon tables, serving cups of tea, preaching, hospitality. It means those things, but it also means that my life is devoted to him. That God will see that I'm giving my life for others, to bless them. Hallelujah. Verse 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Obviously, this was originally given to the children of Israel, and they were warned that they were not to go back to what their fathers did and intermingle with foreigners. They were a special, separate people unto the Lord. They were not to have other gods. They were to worship the Lord God only. Friend, I talk to myself, I talk to you all. Whatever your age this morning, can you say before God and before this people, hey, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can you say that? Can you say it out loud? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Second scripture I want you to look at is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them. Of course, this is a peculiar and particular word for Israel, but the principle is the same for you and for me. Are you going to choose life? Are you going to choose God's blessing rather than his cursing? If this morning and in the past week and months and years, you've done your own thing, God has been in the background but not the most important thing in your life, you've not had the witness of the Holy Spirit within you that you're following him, but you've done your own thing, it's brought possibly trouble upon you, then God is saying to you today, it isn't too late to change. I am here by my Spirit. I can give you the power, the wisdom, and the grace to choose blessing rather than cursing. Friends, sometimes by choosing life, by choosing Christ, by choosing the way of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, it will bring trouble. It will bring trouble. It may bring hardship. It may bring persecution. You'll walk through some trials. The devil will be there trying to tempt you. But there's precious promises in the Word of God. Promise that says, you know, cast your burden, cast your cares, cast your anxieties upon the Lord. He will sustain you. Though you may go through deep waters, if you're following the Lord, you won't drown. If you're putting Christ first, if you've made the decision to choose life, to choose him, you may go through fires of tribulation, fires of persecution, but you still won't get burned. You'll come out without a mark on you. Choose life. Today's not too late. Humble yourselves before God. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. He will sustain you. Cast your cares. Cast your woes. Cast your anxieties. Cast your family upon the Lord. Cast your business upon the Lord. He will sustain you. Cast your finances. Cast your health upon the Lord. He will sustain you. Do you know, friends, if we're self-sufficient, we won't. We'll find it very difficult to humble ourselves. We will, to ask the Lord to help us, to ask the Lord to come into our life, to ask the Lord to empower us, to ask the Lord to give us the strength, the perseverance, the patience to walk the pathway, to bring glory to Him. If we're really, really self-sufficient and we're not humble, when trouble comes, when hardships come, when things backfire and go pear-shaped, when our knees start trembling and our back breaks, we then call out on the Lord, well, where are you, Lord? And the Lord will say, I was there all the time. When are you going to learn to put your trust in me? When are you going to learn to put your hope in me? When are you going to learn to put me first? When you do, I will sustain you. I will be there for you. Choose this day life over death. And another one I want us to look at is Hebrews. We're going to miss one or two, friends. But Hebrews chapter 11. In the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 23 to 27. Thank you. We're talking about choices which will mean changes in your life, in your family, in your business, in your circumstances. Verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses made a good choice. He knew it would cost him, but he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. He said, I'll do it God's way, rather enjoy the temporal pleasures of life for a short season. The pleasures of sin will satisfy for 2 minutes, but in the morning, you've got a hangover. They are temporal. Love not the world. For those who love the world, they do not have the love of the Lord. In fact, you make yourself an enemy of God's. Choose to be with the Lord's people. Choose to go the way of Christ rather than the way of the world. And though you may suffer the wrath of man, you will never, ever, ever suffer the wrath of God. Amen?
Amen.
My final scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. This is about God's choice. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. God makes choices. He's chosen you. He saw you had no power of your own. He saw that you could never be reconciled to God by your own merits. He chose you so that his almighty power could be displayed in and through your life. This week, as you choose him, how will his divine power be manifested? What situations do you think that you might and I might be faced with that says, this is too big for me, the problem, the mountain is too great, but I've got a God who's so great, so big, so almighty, there's nothing impossible for him. See, friends, it's not so much the size of our difficulty, the size of our challenge, the size of our problem is how you view God. Is he the God who says, there's nothing too hard for me? 2 or 3 weeks ago, I preached a sermon from Luke's Gospel. What was it about? Sorry? No? Okay, you've heard of the three M's, this is the two M's. Mary and Martha. Amen. Hallelujah. Mary chose the one thing needful. She chose to sit at the feet of Jesus. She chose, first of all, worshipping him, loving him, hearing his voice, hearing his words. Then she could do the practical things. God would be with her. I pray you and I will make choices that please the Lord. I pray that you will put Christ first, that you will choose life rather than death. I pray that you will choose blessing rather than cursing. The choices you make even now could well affect you, not just this week and your family this week and in the days to come, but could affect your eternity.